Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pilih dia, pilihlah aku. cintamu lebih dari dia. Dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan.
Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, it's time for today weather update. Whether you are heading to work, going on a trip, or just planning your activities, let's check the latest forecast from Indonesia. Well, in Jakarta, the weather will be mostly cloudy throughout the day with a change of light rain in the afternoon. Make sure to carry on and be ready if you're going outside. Meanwhile, in Surabaya, expected partly cloudy skies with warm temperatures. A great day to be outdoors, but don't forget to stay hydrated. For those in Yogyakarta, rain showers are expected to the evening, so be prepared for wet roads and cooler temperatures. In Bali, the sky will be mostly cloudy with a slight change of drizzle in the morning. Perfect weather to enjoy the island's beauty. And in Medan, expect thunderstorms in the afternoon, so it's best to stay indoors. If possible, drive safely if you are on the road.
Setiap saat kita bertemu, aku muak melihat wajahmu. Sandana
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Saat tawa ku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Hati ini tak perlu kau risaukan, toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian, lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu bahagiaku, ku pastikan selalu melindungimu. Katamu aku manusia super, setiap saat terlihat kuat. Tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan, padahal aku pura-pura.
jawabku. Katamu aku manusia super, aku ahlinya pura.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, we have an information for you. It's from the Ministry of Creative Economy, supports the growth of the creative industry, especially in the furniture and craft sector, in expanding the global market through the Indonesia International Furniture Expo, or IFEX 2025. The International Furniture and Home Decor Craft Exhibition takes place on March 6 until 9, 2025 at the Jakarta International Expo, and this exhibition aims to introduce Indonesian furniture and craft products to the global market and open up opportunities for the local creative industry to develop. This year, IFEX is targeting more than 12,000 international buyers from various countries.
main ingredients is snail, but it's named escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some say this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai Siput. The typical food of Riau is also called Gulai Siput or Lengkitang.
Thank you for still joining us. You are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. You just enjoy a song by Topati featuring Matthew Says, Kau Lima Taude.
Jangan a very general sense, mother tongue is someone's native language or the first language of someone. It is commonly the first language that is taught by parents to their children, or a language that is used mostly in a family. In the broader sense, especially if we associate it with Indonesian linguistic perspective, the mother tongue is the regional language or local languages itself. Because in Indonesia, mother tongue in the most family is the regional language. So if we talk about the mother tongue here, we talk about the regional language. The trend is nowadays seems to be going the opposite. More and more family use Indonesian as their native language. So your mother tongue is Indonesian, of course.
Okay. So, yeah. Although apparently, ideally, my mother tongue should be Nias language, right?
Word of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. General Sudirman. General Sudirman is a national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. That was quote of the day.
Selalu ada di hatiku, selalu ku sebut namamu di tidurku. Walaupun ku tak melihat para tapi selalu ku rasakan hadirmu. Jangan pernah pergi, oh cintaku, percayalah aku merindu. Jangan pernah pergi, oh kasihku, ku tak melihat balasmu. Tapi selalu ku rasakan hadirmu.
Is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order. We'll be right back.
yang selalu ku rindukan. Bulan berkah dan penuh ampunan. Selamat datang marhaban ya Ramadan. Kita akan berpuasa berlapar-lapar dahaga.
Well, listeners, thank you for still joining us. You are still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. We just enjoy a song by Trio Lestari featuring Saiko di Kamu Kenapa Sih.
Itu yang ku mandang, ada apa denganmu? Cinta ini semestinya menjadi indah bila saja kau mau. Berpaling jauh dari masa lalu.
Fewer prehistoric races have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economy. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island, at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9:39.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasah, Tanjung Senubi, Senoa Island, Kama Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if this were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. Then, because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then, there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is Sarwasan subdistrict.
Kemudian yang terakhir karena kita memiliki culture diversity.
Lastly, we have cultural diversity.
Budaya yang kita miliki. Ya kita kan ada.
Yes, we do have mandu, sudo chicken, pastel arts.
Kesenian alu.
A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia. With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community and, at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
See you. kita sudah berakhir. Waktu terus bergulir. Aku ajak kita bertemu kencan di malam minggu.
Here's Newsline. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia assured the readiness of PLN to provide reliable electricity to Eastern Indonesia on Eid al-Fitri 1446 Hijriah after visiting the Baobab Gas Engine Power Plant or PLTNG in Baobab City, Sorres, Sulawesi Province. This was conveyed in a statement in Makassar, Sulawesi on Monday. He appreciated the readiness of PT PLN Persero in maintaining the reliability of electricity supply during Ramadan and ahead of Eid al-Fitri 1446 Hijriah for Eastern Indonesia. Bahlil also said that the supply of the primary energy for the power plants that supply electricity to Baobab City and its surroundings is in a safe condition. The Ministry of Agriculture and the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Kadin, are synergizing efforts in the coconut, cassava, and sugarcane downstream sectors to reduce import dependency, promote domestic products, and enhance the competitiveness of the agriculture sector. Agriculture Minister N. Amran Sulaiman told a press conference after signing a Memorandum of Understanding or MOU with Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chairman Anindya Bakri in Jakarta on Monday that coconut downstreaming is important so that it has high value when exported because there are raw materials that are already available. That was Newsline.
Hidupku wujudkan semuanya. What is this food?
Thirsty light is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut.